sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're talking about.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mom. What?
One cup. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What is up, internet? How you doing? Welcome to the first installment of.
That was Jesse.
Oh, sorry,
Did you cut that?
No, it's still going.
This is a fucking long intro.
Welcome to the first podcast of Try New Things.
Yeah.
This is really exciting. I guess we'll just give you guys a bit of a quick background and something to look forward to for the rest of the actual chat. But we're all just sitting here.
MJZ, right?
Charterboat.
Rain Man,
and Jesse, coming at you on the mic, on the 1-2.
He'll hog the mic, just to let you know, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to have to chime in here.
Yeah.
Just whatever you guys, just...
We'll get on Jimmy
exactly
in here.
When you guys want to come in, just come in, whatever.
Jesse, get off the microphone. You're now swallowing the microphone.
we're just doing a podcast, and we're just going to tell some stories.
Yeah,
mainly embarrassing ones.
Embarrassing stories, funny stories, great stories, whatever.
Just real stories.
I reckon it also helps us just be therapeutical about it.
I think so.
Yeah, like, we're already traumatized. Yeah, we just need to talk about it.
We're not going
to
see a shrink, so.
Yeah.
And this is a safe place.
Safe place where only the four of us can listen.
and
all you guys.
So we're going to open it up to people as well soon. If anyone else out there is. Got some sort of embarrassing or interesting story they would like to share.
Comment or come in the studios and have a chat.
Yeah.
But
I think
a bit of a background on all of us, I guess, if you're not familiar with any of our work so far. This is a combination of two YouTube channels, really, essentially. So
we have BT Dub
Productions and Charterboat Productions. Charterboat Comedy.
Get it right, man.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. we've merged the two as Charterbit.
Charterbit.
We've rubbed dicks.
What was that sword action, man?
It's like making a fire. You rub two sticks together and...
Well, something explodes.
So this is something's flaming now.
Yeah.
We are
herpes.
Flaming.
You've got now herpes.
That's a burning sensation.
Yeah. But this is one of the many, one of the sort of mediums we're having to tackle as a joint production.
Joint venture, podcast.
We always talk shit all the time while we're hanging out. Yeah. Might as well. People listen with
it. We might as well record it on the internet.
We think we're funny, but we'll find out. But if you don't like it, then our names are actually Chalk and Cheese.
Chalk and Cheese.
But I believe for our first episode, I'm going to tell a bit of a story.
Story about Christmas.
This is Chris Charis' first story off the bat.
Yep.
It's a festive one. So we're out of Christmas July, and this is not coming out in December. So,
okay. So tell us about your story.
That mic just attacked me.
That's Mike.
What kind of fucking business you run?
That's Mike.
Did
you sign the waiver when you walked in?
I should have. I'm gonna fucking sue now. I'm damn sure.
Mate, it's on record.
Okay. So I'll start again. From the top. So about maybe it was three years ago. I don't know. Whatever.
So now you fuck up.
It was a couple of years ago. My girlfriend at the time bought me a shirt, Game of Thrones shirt.
Yeah.
Quote from Bron, which is my favorite character on the show, and it says,
"He's everyone's favorite character. I love him.
If he dies, I'm out."
I know exactly.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's great.
I don't know their names.
Just a side note that in the most recent season where he's like. You think, yeah, fucking.
Yeah. He had like, one appearance in the new season, but it was fucking gold.
It's just it's
like,
fantastic. Anyway, yeah. Go on.
So the shirt says there's no cure for being a cunt. Now she bought me, so on Christmas Day, I unwrapped this shirt, whatever, and I wear it. Now it's a nice little purple shirt. It's like one of my favorite shirts. I only wear it around the house.
And it was like the the actual full on word.
So it was
like
the actual full on words. Yeah, I probably got a picture. I'll show you later, actually.
There's no like asterisks involved or like a hashtag with one of the, like the, you know, the middle letters or something.
No, I think it's the full on word. I'll check. It might be an asterisk where the U is. Okay, maybe, like, but I'm pretty sure it was the full word.
I can't believe they can sell something like that.
You
like
I think she went to buy it.
You put the U
on
it. She's got Nico. That's what you did.
Chris's new update catchphrase, I put the U in cunt.
That's deep.
It's some philosophy for the day.
Yeah, I'm going to use that. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Put on your CV, man.
I put the U in cunt. Okay.
Casting directors love to see that.
We're off to a great start.
So I think he's original.
Okay, so I'm wearing the shirt on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at one point, my family decides to take a little family photo with me wearing said shirt.
Yeah.
Now, the following year, my mum decided to make a photo book to send out to everyone on my dad's side of the family. So a photo book is like, you know, you go to Big W, you can get them like done up.
We know
shit.
What a photo book is.
You all know what a photo book is. Okay. Yeah. Well, some people don't know. I didn't know what a photo
book is. That's the paper version of what's on your phone, right? Yeah,
you mean an album?
It's like a printed Instagram.
Can you tag people in there?
You need like the little color tabs. That's tagging someone.
Yeah.
It's like yellow's all for Fred, and you know, pink is Paul. Anyway, go.
But I mean, like, it's different. It's like a photo album. You know what I mean? So it's like, you don't. Anyway.
Is it though? The point. It's the same thing.
Well, no, because you don't say I want to get a photo album done up. Like, you just make your own. Like,
yeah, you're right. Photo book sounds so much more sophisticated.
Okay, so my mum decides to get a photo book done up.
So yeah, you talked to
send out to my dad's side of the family. Now, she didn't clue any of us in on her plan to get a photo book done up. She just went ahead and did up a photo book.
Mm.
And on the front page of the photo book, the front cover, sorry, is the family photo from the previous year with me wearing the shirt that says "There's no cure for being a cunt" in large letters. And I guess because we just looked at the photo so many times throughout the year, like, you know, my family were just kind of like, we didn't even like notice the fact that I'm wearing the shirt or what it says.
You become desensitized to the whole
thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we became desensitized to it. Yeah. So we sent out to my dad's side of the family. Like, my dad's side of the family is like, you know, the concern, you don't swear around my dad's side of the family. Like, you don't talk about
small
sex, you don't talk about... No, it's big.
Oh, it's big.
I think cunt is actually the biggest word. They really emphasize that shit.
They don't... Should not listen to this.
Like, you can't really talk about anything about my dad's side of the family, like, in regards to that kind of thing.
Mm.
And then, so my mum did up this photo book, and she sent it out, and I think it was, like, Christmas Eve, where... We had some members from my dad's side of the family over for Christmas Eve, and we gave out a few of the presents. And I knew Mum was doing a photo book at the time, but I hadn't seen it. And we gave, like, my nan, my pa, like, my grandma. And it's bad. Everyone else in the family should just either send it out to, or we were going to.
This is like
that
episode of Seinfeld.
And I was
Elaine with a nip.
Yeah.
It really is. Just send it out to everyone.
And here's my favorite answer. there.
You want a photo? You want a photo?
There's
a photo.
And I kind of looked at it and we were like, oh, Mum, I'm wearing the shirt that says cunt. And when she realised, I mean, my mum kind of freaked out a bit. We all kind of did at that point because it's... We've sent out to
half
the family.
How do you not know that? How do you not see the shirt?
Like I said, I guess we were just desensitised to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, now everyone on my dad's side of the family has a photo book with me on the front cover that says, "There's no cure for being a cunt." And that was their Christmas present.
Look, if you didn't like these parts, like people of the family, you did have to like send it out to everyone. Just there's a subliminal message. Like,
I can just imagine.
There you go. There's no cure.
I'm just imagining this photo of Merry Christmas, and the only other word is cunt.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, cunt.
If I'm gonna like find like the photo, but I'm sure I got like an actual version of the photo book at the house.
When was this?
I'll like find it. So this was like 2 years ago now when we like sent it out.
Yeah.
And like I asked like my nan and pop were there that night, and I was like, "Did you guys see that?" And like my nan, she didn't notice until we pointed it out. My pop was like, "Yeah, I noticed it." Like, yeah. I just didn't want to say anything. I was like, "Oh shit."
He's like, "Yeah, I know you're a cunt." It's not easy. No cure.
There is no cure. He's being truthful. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's so true, isn't it?
Such a random site segue, by the way. Why did you? What made you think about the origins of cunny? That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what.
Yeah, I say cunny fun.
Yeah.
Cunny, there you go. Cunny
fun. Apparently, cunny's worse though.
It is. Yeah.
What does fun mean then?
I don't know.
You don't want to know. No. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you when you're older.
I'll never get there. Wait, well, I'm older than you.
I'll tell you when you're taller.
I'll get a ladder. I'll just get a ladder.
We love you, MJ.
Yeah, we love you.
It's all right.
You know that.
Even though, down here with the weather's warmer.
We do love you.
Get out of my house.
Just the one white person in the group.
That's true.
It is true, yeah.
This is like the reverse after-school special. One white guy only.
Yeah, it's reverse discrimination. Yeah. Well,
Jesse wouldn't know. He was homeschooled.
Yeah, I was homeschooled. Yeah,
that explains a lot.
Sorry. Whatever was on TV at the time that I finished was the after-school special. So it was just like Captain Planet or something like that.
No, your school special was like Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ellen.
Back then, that was like Oprah, wasn't it?
It was Oprah.
I was actually really addicted to like Bold and the Beautiful at like one point in my childhood.
Really?
Like,
I'm surprised.
Man, it was,
you know, no, dramatic.
Explains the hair.
And, yeah. Look, yeah.
So dramatic.
You know, just trying to copy book.
So we don't care. How do you even know the name?
I remember like Brooke and like Ridge and like that's okay. About it really.
Is it still on?
Yeah, I think it is. They just got like and the same people cast too. Like, really? Yeah, it's the same. They're just old as fuck now.
Still so much drama in their lives though. Like,
that's it, man. They have the most amazing life. Like, yeah. Looking back on it, they're gonna be like, fuck, what a
But it's amazing, it's all dramatic in the one set.
it's like Blue Heelers. You know, Mount Thomas, this small country town, just everything happens out there.
Yeah, espionage.
Or
like
murder,
neighbors, like Ramsey Street too. Like that's a street I don't want to ever
exactly.
fucking live
in. Everything is I'm never.
I want a peaceful fucking life. Yeah. Yeah.
Why is there an earthquake specifically pinpointed to that one street?
Anyone got any more embarrassing stories?
Oh mate.
Where do you been?
I like how Chris just already.
I need
gone,
to get
like,
my photo book and reminisce.
Well, yeah, you haven't heard my Apple story.
No,
oh,
that's
he has.
Let's talk about the Apple story.
You didn't tell me this. You said you were saving it.
I do. I want to save it.
This is a charter special, right? Yeah,
I feel like I watched this.
Yeah, this is a charter special.
This is the night where I lose all credibility.
I feel like this should be broken up into 3 books and then 4 movies with a prequel. I don't know. It feels like it's got to be epic.
I write the book, but it'll be this. I'm gonna look back on tonight and be like, "That's the night my career went down."
Oh, please!
I shouldn't have said those things.
Happened years before that.
Yeah, we're gonna quote everything you say.
Like,
right,
a public apology. I was not myself.
Was under the influence.
Oh, because... the Miss Teen America, right? Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, she was in the news. Like she won, like, you know, the Miss Teen America thing. And then it came out, like, someone looked at her Twitter feed from, like, a year or two ago. She's, like, dropped the N-word, like, a million times or something.
Oh.
And then she's come out and said, oh, I've grown a lot since then. It's been, like, 12 months.
Wow.
You got famous since then. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
And now you're backpedaling.
So crap, anyway. I'm going to go back to
I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that. I need to go delete some things.
It's so important. Like, with the social media stuff, you just, you always second guess
totally.
What you're about
I still
to
have
post.
Some embarrassing photos, like, all the way years ago, and they're still on there.
Are they still on there? I deleted all the embarrassing photos, I think, off my Facebook, because for that specific reason. Because, like, you know, they released, like, Tom Hardy's.
Yes,
MySpace pictures, and he's doing like weird shit in like you know when he was like fucking.
But
20
I think
years
that's pretty
old,
cool because you get to see how he's grown.
Yeah, I don't see that, like the problem with photos and things, unless it's of course it's something incredibly incriminating.
I mean,
you
there's
know,
one
like,
of him in tiny whities, like it's like,
yeah, exactly.
But if it's like a year ago, you're like, oh, okay, that's that's not enough time to grow.
Well, it depends, like what from what age when to when, like how old.
I think she's
he?
Like 18.
Well, they say apparently your mind does a lot of growing between 17 to 18, like the maturity, like it matures within that 12 months.
Trying
span.
To defend her or something?
No, I'm just like,
I can understand. She's pretty hot.
Like, wasn't racist as well. Yeah.
Just giving the benefit.
I just don't think you'd be in with the shot.
Miss Teen America, if you're listening. I've got you, mate. I've got you.
He's a racist.
I'm half black, so.
Oh man. The half that matters. Oh.
Yeah.
The bottom half.
I'm the half that you kept saying a year ago.
Oh man. So Apple,
would you like to hear my story?
Yes,
okay.
I will.
Sorry, this is.
We got sidetracked.
I'm gonna sit down again.
I do just. I just want to say as well. I'd never told anyone this story. Like this happened, you know, years ago now, but I had never. Told, I can't believe I'm saying it now on a fucking podcast, to be honest with you. Like I said, you think I'm joking when I say my career is going to go downhill tonight? It's not a joke.
This is the first
As the words leave my mouth, it's like, well, shut up.
It's funny because this is the first podcast, too. It's not like we've... I guess...
We haven't
know,
really
the first
into
and
this.
Only way to destroy his career.
It's okay, no one's used your full name, Charteris. Oh.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Yes, do you want to... You guys mean Tom, right? That's... no, okay, so here's what happened. So, in 2012, I bought a Mac. I was a PC guy up until that point in my life, but for uni, everyone had a Mac. I decided I needed a Mac.
You can never go back, though.
You never go back. Yeah. Once you have Mac, you never go back. It's the same when you go black.
What?
No, Jesse, you
need a wheelchair. you need a wheelchair after you go black. It's a different story.
Wow.
Says the other half.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Isn't it like half Asian as well? So it's no, so anyway, so I bought the Mac, and after like a couple of weeks of having the Mac, I spilt Coke on the keyboard accidentally.
As in like Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
No wonder it's ruining your career.
I was sniffing off the keyboard. I was like, fuck, I really should stop. Could be fucking my mechanics.
Until I got the return key up my nose. I was like, now I don't have a problem. Like,
I thought I just had really good RAM. No, I was just doing like cocaine.
Oh, fuck, is that RAM? Like,
Escapade.
I fucking nailed those assignments, man. I spilt Coca-Cola on the keyboard, and that made some of the keys stick.
yeah, I'm sure that's all right.
I'm sure.
So the white residue wasn't cocaine.
Well, look,
I think it's better if it was
white,
cocaine. Man.
Turns into keyboard. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Because MacBook
gets like
white to MacBook Airs
phone like.
Don't get started on iPads, mate.
Sorry, keep going. Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm going to get like half these references. It's like,
this is going to be
subject.
To be continued.
That's subject, yeah.
Yeah. We'll,
stay tuned.
We'll circle back to that.
Next cast.
Okay, so I spilled Coke on my keyboard. And everyone's like, go take it into the Apple store and they can fix it. So I go into the Apple store. First time going to the Apple store. And she directs me to the back, which is the Genius Bar. This is the Apple Store at Carindale, by the way. So
it would
she
like just be like just after they opened too. Like they.
It must have been. Yeah. Like I had no idea how the Apple Store worked. Then I just walked in with my Mac. I was like, this needs fixing. So you like go to that guy down the back. So I went down there to the Genius Bar,
Where the geniuses were. So genius.
Mega Minds back there. Like, yeah. Comes out of his shul house.
Like little fucking Jimmy Neutron size. Yeah.
No.
I put my Mac up and I tell him what's happening. I tell him some of my keys are sticking.
I can just imagine the look he gave me, like, I bet they are.
We got another one now. Yeah. Bring the Kleenex.
Cold white, cold white.
This time we're missing the space bar.
I need my gloves.
UV light hits it, just fucking blows.
For him to fix, in order for him to fix it, because I was under warranty, they have to hook up this machine to your Mac. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Genius Bar. They hook up this machine to your Mac, and that gives them like all the data they need for them to be able to like put it under the warranty and stuff. Like, sure, all these like kinds of information that comes with the Mac. Yeah.
It's like a diagnostic sort of
Exactly. It's like a diagnostics type thing. It's like this little machine. I don't know if they still do it, but they did it at the time anyway.
Yeah.
And Apple Store was really busy at the time. So all the machines they had were being used up by other people at the Genius Bar. So the guy was like, oh, look, we're just going to have to wait on one of the machines. These guys down the end are using it. Do you mind if we just wait for a second? I was like, yeah, that's cool, whatever. So I had my Mac open at the Genius Bar. And the guy noticed a program I had downloaded called XE, or I don't even know how to pronounce it.
It's called
And it
sexy.
Was like, it's sexy. but no, it's like a picture viewer, because coming from a PC, you know, you can just click on a picture and hit like the arrow keys. And on a Mac, you couldn't do that. Well, at least I didn't know how to do that. There was no arrow keys. I was like, oh, fuck, I'll just have to download one that has arrow keys. So I downloaded that. And he was like, what's that? I was like, oh, it's a picture viewer. And I told him why I needed it. And he's like, let me show you some. So he goes into my Finder, which is like, you know,
it's like my
the
computer.
My computer version for Mac.
He goes into the Finder. I'm learning right now.
For us that can't afford Macs.
He goes into the equivalent of the My Computer section of the Finder. Now, I'm just going to pause the story here for a sec and take you back to when I was like 15 years old.
No. It's already unfolded.
So I was 15 years old. I had my PC at the time, and MSN was big back in those days. One of my friends were chatting on MSN one night, and he sent me through a link through MSN to some pictures. It was to a website with some pictures.
And what type of pictures were they?
Well, look, let's just say they are of the explicit kind. No, but I just want to say this. I'm not the type of guy to ever store porn on my computer. Okay, I've never. I'm not that type of guy. Drive. I'm more of a. Each to their own, I guess. I'm more like, you know what I mean? You go to the website, you delete your browsing history, and there's no.
No one needs to know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want the shit physically on my computer. So I've never been the type of guy to store porn on my computer. Now, but I will say, I was 15 years old. You go through phases, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're just like a horny teenager, whatever. And so my mate sent me through this link, and I go to the link, and there's like a whole bunch of like pictures and all this other nonsense. And being the 15-year-old I was, I somehow decided in my mind to save three pictures in particular to my computer.
What kind of pictures?
I'll get to that.
I saved them,
and as a PC, you know, you can do hidden files. Right? So I saved them. I made them like hidden files, and I put them in like a folder that I thought no one would ever like look in.
Yeah, that's standard.
Or whatever.
Standard.
You know what I mean? Like, and then
like new folder. No one knows what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. No one checks new folder.
Yeah, yeah.
Or untitled. No one. Yeah. Knows But I had the three hidden pictures in the folder somewhere. Now, I had actually completely forgotten about it after that, right? After that one night, I had completely forgotten about those pictures. So, fast forward back to the Apple Store.
After that entire night. Later,
so this is like, seven hours later, maybe, I think. Five. I don't fucking know. It's 2012. However old I was in 2012. Yeah. So
4 years ago. Younger than now.
It was 4 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
how old are you now?
22, turning 23.
Yeah, you go. So you were 18.
I was 18. Yeah.
Yeah.
So not so, so much a horny like, teenager, but a horny young adult.
So anyway, fast forward back to the Mac store, the Apple store. And when I had originally bought the Mac and transferred files over from a PC, I don't know if you've ever had to do that, but it is like a grueling fucking process. It's like it took like 3 days to like process all my files and like put them on my Mac because they don't like each other. You know what I mean? Mac and PC.
Yeah, they don't talk very well.
So So I had to like create like a disk image of like all my shit and like copy it onto this and then that to get on my Mac. And in doing that, what it had done was gave a fresh new date to every single file on my computer. So nothing was dated. Everything had the same date, which was that
day.
Right?
So and Macs,
Macs don't have hidden files, at least I'm aware of. So those three hidden files became unhidden. Now, the guy at the Apple store goes into my Finder. And if any Mac fans you would know, or Mac holders, you would know that the Mac has a thing in the My Computer section called All My Files. And you've got, like, pictures, you know, videos, documents, whatever. Like, and then there's one that says All My Files. And it's literally just all kind of files.
Yeah, so, and because like they were
all
stacked.
Exactly, like, yeah. They were all just like clumped together because they all weren't dated. So they were all just clumped together.
And thumbnails of images.
Exactly. And they were all, like, in a list kind of form. And he saw three JPEGs. And I saw JPEGs too, but we didn't know what they were. They were all the pictures. The thumbnails didn't come up. He just selects three JPEGs. Now, what he wanted to show me was how the preview thing in Mac works, like how the arrow keys thing works. So he just sees three pictures and he goes, do you mind if I select these three pictures? Now me, completely forgotten about those pictures from years and earlier, I was like, yeah, sure, I've got nothing to hide, whatever.
So, famous last words.
Famous last words.
And then, so he brings up the first picture. Full screen. Now,
This is the middle of the store,
this
right?
is the middle of the fucking Apple store. At the Genius Bar. In a really busy period. And my Mac is like on a diagonal. It's like, so like he's showing me, obviously. Like, so he's at the back of the store. I'm, you know what I mean? So he's diagonally turned it facing me. So like everyone on like the middle to the left side of the Apple store can clearly see my Mac.
If they're interested. Yeah, of course, yeah.
If they were so interested.
Yeah.
So he brings up the first picture, full screen. Now, I felt myself leave my body. That is the closest thing I have ever had to an out-of-body experience. Ever. I went cold. I felt myself just like that full-on cold shiver. And all of a sudden, I was like watching the scene from the outside looking in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I did not feel like I was in my body. I was like, what is happening? I was like frozen solid. And the guy, I'm assuming he must have been like embarrassed for me as well. So in his little panic, he clicks the next key to bring the next picture. And the next picture is worse.
What's the worst?
I was gonna say, how's it worse?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. I really wish that it was just regular porn.
After this, so Chris's career is going downhill because he's going to jail.
So like I said, I was 15.
You're 18.
Friends, you know what I mean? We were like, you know, you're a horny teenager.
Exploring
you go through phases, curious, whatever. There were three pictures that I felt so inclined to save because I was like, this is weird, I guess.
I've never seen a dog before.
So I really wish it was regular porn, but it was the type of pictures that like the guy, when he saw them, I could just tell he was like, wow, this guy is a fucked up dude. This is the kind of shit this guy's into. Like, So he clicks and he goes to the next picture and then he goes to the third picture, which is like even worse again.
It's just three times.
And I'm like frozen. I literally could not move any part of my body.
Out of all the files, he just chose
out of all the possible files, he chose the three fucking pictures. But like, I to this day, I did not turn around to see anyone behind me in the Apple store. I knew it was busy as fuck. I'm sure there were people that noticed, I'm sure. But I was too afraid to turn around in case, you know, I turned around and saw everyone being like, ah, look at that fucking guy with his weird ass porn. You know? So I just never turned around. I just froze. And then so he got to the third pitcher, and by that point, I guess his fucking, like, he reached breaking point, so he just kind of slammed my back down. Closed. It's like, and we both had that moment of, like, looking up at each other. And then I didn't say anything. I was just kind of like looking at the Mac and
was
looking
like,
at him.
I know what's wrong with you.
And then he fixed it then, yeah.
Like, hey, Jimmy, I know why it's sticky.
No, and then he just looked at me and then he was like, I'm just going to go help give these guys a hand. I was like, yeah, cool. And then he walked off to give some of the other guys a hand until he came back. And I just kind of stood there, looking at the wall. Like, fuck, what do I do?
That just
my heart was like racing like a million miles an hour. I'm like, cold, I can't turn around. I can't just get up and leave because I'm in the middle of a transaction. Like, I had to wait for him to come back. And then we had that awkward talk about the actual Mac and how it can get fixed and shit. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll think about it. And I just kind of grabbed the Mac and walked out with my head between my legs. I mean, my tail between my legs.
So that was the three pitches. It was just three pitches of people with their head between their own legs.
I went to say a mixture of hanging my head in shame and tugging my tail between my legs, but I just mixed the two together. So hanging my head between my legs.
Here's the first human set of it.
Wow.
And first picture.
I can never go back to that.
Which one is this?
Did you ever get your back fixed?
No.
Did you go to another store?
No.
That's why his keyboard's
still sticky. I just
decided
I'm going to live with the sticky keys. But no, it's funny because they actually kind of just magically fix themselves over the years.
It dried up.
Now yeah, I'm assuming it just dried up and I don't know, the heat of my Mac kind of like, you know, condensation and whatever.
Sure.
Oh. It was Coke. I swear to God, it was Coke.
That's the story
of why I can't show my face at the Apple
that's
Store.
That's a brilliant story.
That's even better the second time round.
You've added more detail, bro. Yeah.
Well, look, I figured, you know, the first time I was really nervous. The first time I'd ever told anyone that story before.
Yeah, the first time is always the hardest, isn't it?
It is. It was. I was, yeah, trying to remember details and shit. But now it's, yeah,
it's all coming back.
It's okay. It's all coming back. And that's why, like, you know, like, when I like meet up with you guys at like Carindale and shit, that's why I like walk on like the opposite side. And I'll just like put my hoodie on and shit. And, like, just, when I get
yeah,
past
that
the
makes
Apple
you
store.
Look less like a pervert yeah, when you do yeah. that.
I mean, I'm sure they don't remember, but I just know that like the second I walked out of that store, that guy would have been like, "Hey guys, yeah. I got the best fucking story to tell you guys."
No, I'm tempted to go in there and just film Chris walking in there and just see if anyone you just see the whispers. That's the guy.
So if you're the guy, the Apple guy,
like a picture of me on the wall, like don't let this guy back in.
So if you're the Apple guy listening to this right now,
yeah, if you're listening,
I
just want you to know, man, I'm not into that shit.
Comment below and we'll organize a meeting. Catch up.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your side of the story.
Your side of the story.
We'd like to hear what the pictures were.
No, that will go with me to the grave. That's best left
it's
up
between
to the
you,
I think.
Apple guy, and your friend.
Exactly. Just me. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And
the guy. I haven't really spoken to him since like high school. Yeah, it's the friend who will not be named, Dale.
We're getting in touch.
I don't even know
if
I have my phone.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Dale, if you're listening to this, Dale.
Comment below and they'll tell us what the pictures were.
Post the link below.
Post the link below.
Man, you know we're just gonna get tons of porn links under this now.
Just some other people I know named Dale who are like, my friend. Like,
random porn link.
Hey, at least we got hits.
Which, I mean, this begs the question though. Did you delete the photos after that experience?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, man, I think I got into the car and, like, deleted them in the car.
After he hit that shame moment, after he looked at them for 20 minutes to make sure he wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You got to reminisce. You know?
I like how it was only three. Did you only make it to three photos through before you were done? Or...
I don't remember.
It was
I
15. Think
they were just the three that I was like.
That's true.
What? I said, you were 15.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be done after the first one. The other two were backups.
Yeah, save them for later.
That was spooning.
That's tomorrow's, and that's Thursday.
Done.
Oh, man. Wow.
It's
magic, right? It's magic.
Yeah, so that's... if any casting directors are listening to this, please still hire me after listening to this.
I don't want to ever use your computer. I'm afraid I'll get a virus from it, but like herpes or something.
You might be casting.
Well, no, that's the thing. Max don't get viruses, you know what I mean?
So might it's be all... casting. Might be casting always like a geeky porn.
Yeah,
Chris's...
In-between his movie. Yeah, I come.
In between.
That's not such a bad gig.
Yeah. I can see Chris walking out with a bollock hanging out on stage. Anyway.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's great.
It's, I love that story.
You guys got any embarrassing stories?
Look, we're out of time.
Yeah. Save for next time.
Oh, fuck, it's like 35 minutes. Shit.
Yeah, we've actually been talking for 35 minutes.
Or just Charteris has.
That's true. Yeah,
this is Chris Charteris' podcast. We're just here.
This is his damnation. The final night he has heard from before he left to go on the run forever. Never show his face again.
He took his back, though.
Well, I mean, you know, I've got to have some pictures. Keep me occupied while I'm on the run. Got three in a hidden folder.
I'd so love if you just run into that same guy again. Just, like, what are the odds?
That's it. We're dragging you in there and filming it one day. Yeah. I just want to see. I'm betting there'll be the whispers. You know, there'll be the odd looks, the look sideways.
Everyone just knows.
That's a donkey porn guy. That's a
donkey porn.
Shit.
Just remember, there are no chicks with dicks. Only guys with tits.
I'd probably own it. I'd probably be like, yeah, that's my donkey paw.
Gets me off. We're the same size.
He got it from AshDestroyer.com.
You know that website too.
Like, I'm an ass man.
Oh, this has been fun.
This has been great.
This is China BT. I'm MJ.
And this is Jesse.
I'm Chris Rain.
I'm Chris Charteris.
And you'll never hear from him again.
The last public announcement.
So you'll see the rest of us next time.
Thanks for listening, guys.